Hey everybody, it's your weekly Cool Ducks Heat and Air podcast team, where we help you understand your HVAC system with today's show called How to Spot 5 Hidden Carbon Monoxide Death Traps. Remember to check out our other podcasts at coolducks.com at the end of the show. Now let's get started with money-saving HVC tips. Y'all, we need to have a serious talk today because carbon monoxide is meaner than a wet cat and twice as sneaky. Every single year, over 400 Americans die from accidental carbon monoxide poisoning right in their own homes. That's more folks than get struck by lightning. And unlike lightning, this colorless, odorless gas could be building up in your house right this very minute. I'm going to show you how to protect your family before it's too late, because knowledge is power and ignorance can literally kill you. Now, where's this stuff coming from? Your gas appliances, fireplaces, and that attached garage are the biggest troublemakers. Think of carbon monoxide like that relative who overstays their welcome, except instead of eating all your food, it's trying to kill you. Blocked vents, cracked furnace heat exchangers, and running cars in enclosed spaces create this deadly buildup faster than gossip spreads at a church potluck. Here's the tricky part. The symptoms sneak up on you like a pickpocket at a county fair. Headaches, dizziness, and nausea that everyone in the house starts experiencing. Most folks think it's the flu or bad takeout, but when the whole family's sick at the same time, that's your house trying to tell you something important. The real problem is detection failure, and it's more common than sweet tea at a barbecue. You cannot see, smell, or taste carbon monoxide. It's invisible, like my patients when dealing with DIY disasters. Many homes still don't have working CO detectors, and those battery-powered ones fail faster than New Year's resolutions when the batteries die. Even worse, people hear those alarms beeping and think it's just a low battery warning. Let me tell you about the Johnson family up in Ohio. Last winter, all four of them woke up feeling sicker than dogs, headaches, nausea, the whole nine yards. Their CO detector had been chirping for days like an angry cricket, but they figured it was just a dead battery. Emergency room blood tests showed dangerous carbon monoxide levels. Turns out their furnace heat exchanger had cracked like an egg, filling their home with poison gas all night long. Here's your defense strategy, and it's simpler than my Uncle Earl's fishing technique. Install hardwired CO detectors with battery backup on every level of your home. Schedule annual furnace and appliance inspections like their doctor visits. Never run generators, grills, or vehicles in enclosed spaces, and always open that garage door before starting your car, even if you're just warming it up for 10 seconds. Right now, I want you to check every CO detector in your home. If any are chirping or over 7 years old, replace them today. Your family's life depends on this 5-minute task more than it depends on your morning coffee. This has been the Cool Ducks Heat and Air podcast team. Stay safe and comfortable.